And it is 7 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Por México al frente de solicitar al Tribunal Electoral la reimpresión de las papeletas electorales para eliminar la imagen de Margarita Zavala evitaría confusión en el electorado. El panista
Radio Bilingüe first went on the air in 1980, starting as a small grassroots radio station serving the California Central Valley's Latino farm workers. Since then, it's become a powerful source of news and cultural information for all Latinos and others listening. Radio Bilingüe operates 5 community radio stations in California, and through a 24-hour public radio satellite, Radio Bilingüe also reaches out to listeners in nearly 80 communities across the United States, Puerto Rico, and parts of Mexico. I'm so honored to have the hosts and creators of Charlando con la Raza here. And we're going to tell you more about how you can listen and what the importance of Radio Bilingüe is to all of us. Brenda Perez and Johanna Miraya, both scholars, smarter than me, I'll tell you that much right here and now. And I am honored to have them on the program. They've been working tirelessly creating our local content for Radio Bilingüe. Welcome to both of you to the magazine. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. We are so happy to be here. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So please, Brenda, let's start with you and maybe tell us a little bit about the importance of Radio Bilingüe.
Thank you. This is the space where we create once a week our own freedom. We can express what we like. We can express what we are concerning of. And we can just be ourselves with a service to community. So that's why it's important, Charlando, for us. We wanted to create as a window for people to see the immigrant world, but at the same time to express what we listen in the streets, what we listen in our community. So I believe this is the moment where we really, really are so happy to be here in KHSU. Mm-hmm.
You come in weekly and you're busy, busy recording. You have guests and you do this here at the station. And then what happens?
Well, we have like this pre-discussion. We have the guest and then we discuss about the things that are happening.
Of interest.
Yes.
Just like what we're doing here on the magazine right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And it's all in Spanish.
Yeah, sometimes in English.
Sometimes,
Yeah. So, yeah,
like
we're
today.
Trying to do it bilingual, like today.
you can speak in Spanish. I can understand, but my accent is terrible. So, okay, so fascinating. And had you always been in radio? You're here doing a PhD research project?
Yes, I'm studying the PhD in Mexico City, and I came from making a research for 6 months in HSU, and it's my first time on radio, so I am really learning this, of course.
Oh, you're so good.
Thank you.
Okay, let's say hi to Johanna Miraya.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Good.
It's the first time you and I are on the radio together.
Yes. Okay.
So please, you're also doing another program, Naturaleza y Comunidad. No, yes. Did I say it really?
Yeah.
You say it.
Naturaleza y Comunidad de la Pachamama.
What is that about?
Naturaleza y Comunidad de la Pachamama talk about different topics about how student research is having an impact in our community.
HSU students?
Yes, basically HSU
Pachamama.
Students. Pachamama
I
means
love it.
Mother
yeah, I know.
Earth.
Yeah, I know. Good.
So, yeah, and basically I did interview HSU students and they come, they share their own research. And also we have different guests, like a public from Humboldt County, and they can share any experience that they have. And also I am trying to do some interviews by phone, like we did in Charlando con la Raza also. So yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge that people can hear a student's research, you know, from mm-hmm. Humboldt County.
Now, I know a little bit more about Brenda. Are you also a PhD student or?
No, I am a student, master program.
Master program
yes.
at HSU?
Yes.
Fantastic. And so how do you get your guests?
I just contact some of them as my cohort, yes. And some of them as professor at different faculties members. Maybe they can, you know, share mm-hmm. some suggestion for students.
What are you studying? What's your master's?
Environmental about? Community program.
It is environmental and community. Okay, yes. And so that's the program in Spanish.
Yes, mm-hmm. Naturaleza y Comunidad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And pardon me, where can listeners hear Radio Bilingüe and your programs?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. So Tuesday at 7 p.m., then Wednesday 7 a.m., and Saturday 1 p.m.
Uh-huh. And you can go to the KHSU website. You're always right there, and you can just, that's what I was playing when we started. 103.3 FM and 89.7 FM. You can tune in to Radio Bilingüe. And, you know, it's so important.
I guess so. I mean, we are trying to say serious things, but in a comic way. Mm-hmm. And we want to laugh about, because this is what is important to us, like to take not that serious. Otherwise, we will be crying all the time about what's happening, about migration especially. So what we are trying is to bring joy mm-hmm. to people.
In your country, is immigration a big, huge, you know, problem like it is here, quote unquote?
It's not for people. It's always welcoming immigrants, but the government more and more are replying certain policies from the U.S. Mm-hmm. And that's happening with the immigrants from Central America, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Yeah. Pretty global. And then with the Syrian, all the refugees, it's really a big moment for, you know, I mean, we're all immigrants.
Yeah. We are traveling around.
We're all traveling around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also we talk a little bit in Quechua, no? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah, we're trying to make multicultural here.
Okay,
yeah.
So Quechuan is the language?
Uh-huh, it's a language in...
Indian language from...
Peru.
And
Ecuador, Colombia, some people talk
and
Quechua.
You speak Quechuan?
Yeah, this is my first language.
It's your first language?
Yes.
I love that. Will you say something in Quechuan?
Imainalyankachankis waihipanaikuna. Significa, means like brother and sister, how are you? Imainalyankachankis waihipanaikuna.
This is the Pachamama.
Pachamama.
Pachamama. Yeah.
Pachamama.
Peruvian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in Quechua language. Yeah.
She also sings in Quechua.
She does.
She's a good singer.
On the programs?
Yeah. If I insist, but she is
next
shy.
Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have another couple of minutes. What are maybe two of the most interesting things that you have each heard? We'll start with you, Brenda, and then you, Johanna, interviewing people. What are some of the surprised you?
One big surprise was Latinos for Cannabis that are placed in Los Angeles, in LA. So they were a big wow, because we discovered that we are having same troubles in two different regions of California. So what we are trying to do, and we invite them as a permanent guest every month, is to tend this bridge, to have this dialogue around the marijuana. So why not, as a consumers, but also as a producers? And this is a big wow of Charlando. Another big wow, I think, is every time we ask about personal experiences, people and migration, people is really connecting with a human level. So I've been hearing people in the street saying, like, I really like your show, well, the show that we make, because you make me realize what is important mm-hmm. about helping immigrants or meeting other people or going forward or beyond skin color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have researched drug war matters, so this is why this is important to you as well. Mm-hmm. And Johanna? Something that very much surprised you in some of your interviews?
For example, we have a guest where she was doing her research in Mexico, and she was focusing on education, and it was similar what is happening in my village with education problem. Mm. For example, how students, the low economic class, can have access to the education. So mm-hmm. She really, it was talking about the education problem in Mexico. And so it was very compelling situation. And also in Charlando con la Raza, I like different interview that we did because it's just a conversation, you mm-hmm. know, asking and answer some questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I come in your recording when I come in to do the magazine. And who does the recording for you?
Jessica Eden.
Jessica Eden.
Yes.
Too.
Okay. Yeah. And she does all the editing, I would assume. Yeah. So it's a lot of work. But I'm always so, you know, I come in to do the magazine and you're in here recording, and it's really, really amazing to watch you guys, and inspiring as well. And
thank you. We have good examples. We really like your voice, for example. And it's important what you say. Jessica is just this big partner. We find her like a strong element of this team, and we just have so much fun, and we want to communicate what is happening in our world. Mm-hmm.
Had you ever listened to Radio Bilingüe before you were doing these productions?
No.
Okay. So it was new to you as well. How about for you?
Yes. Yeah, it was new too.
New to you. And now do you listen all the time?
Yes. Yeah, obviously. We are family.
Big fans.
That's what happens when you're in radio. Okay, we went over time, so please tell us who you are and anything that you'd like to say to the listeners in closing.
Hello, my name is Brenda Perez. I am in Charlando con la Raza, and I invite you all to listen us by Radio Bilingüe 103.3, and please follow us. Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Johanna Miraya. I invite you to Charlando con la Raza and also Comunidad y Pachamama.
Two scholars in the studio with me today. Thank you for joining us. Here is Food for Thought. Really appreciate you guys being here.